Good evening.
Good evening.
It's good to be here, good to be with you, and we have a nice presence. I'm sure we've got a few missing this evening too. But it's good to be with you. This evening, our lesson is going to be coming out of Matthew chapter 15. We're going to look at a few verses this evening. And we'll just, this evening's lesson is the heart of man. The heart of man. We're going to look at the heart of man. We're also going to see the goodness, that goodness needs to prevail out of our heart. It needs to come out of our heart. You know, Jesus tells us what defiles a man. If you would, Matthew chapter 15, and let's look at a couple of verses here in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 11, the Bible reads, "It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man." And then let's go on and read verses 19 and 20. Verses 19 and 20 of the same chapter, chapter 15 of Matthew. "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." But we see that these are the things are what defile the man. You know, it's what comes out of our mouth, you know. And I want to talk about current events. And of course, this week, it's been a trying week with the election going on. But, you know, the things that have gone on this last week, the riots and all these things, the protests, the people grumbling and complaining over who won the election. You know, all of this, it's not the work of God. You know, and when I talk about what is not the work of God, it's the ugliness over the social media, over the things that have been said, and over the things that have been done. This is not the work of God. We know that God is love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, if you would, 1 John chapter 4, and let's look at verses 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The Bible reads, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Verse 8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And that's what we need to remember, that God is love. That is what God is about. You know, and as we strive, you know, we know that Satan is at work. He's at work all the time. Satan works on every one of us as we strive to do the will of God. You know, we must put our trust in God as we move forward. And notice, I said as we move forward. We move forward and not backward. The things that come out of our mouth can hurt those who we surround ourselves with. Those things that come out of our mouth can help or can hurt. Sometimes we don't think before we speak. And we need to get back to that, is thinking before we speak. You know, our mouth is the smallest part of part of our body, but it is a very powerful part. It is a very powerful part. In James chapter 3, verse 8, no one can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil and full of deadly poison. You know, we need to be different from the world in our speech. In our speech and in our conduct. You know, there's a song that the teenagers sing, and I probably haven't sung it in a long time. But the song, the first verse goes, "I want to be a salt that seasons and a light that shines. I want to be a sweet, sweet fragrance that brightens other lives. I want to be Jesus to all people in my everyday life. I want to be a salt that seasons and a light that shines." That's what we need to be. We are the lights of the world. That is, and that light is us. We are the lights. You know, people need to see Jesus in our life. They need to see Jesus in our life. You know, we have opportunities daily to allow people to see God is in our lives. You know, there are things that we get upset or we get angry with, but we need a reminder sometimes of who we represent. Who we represent. And, you know, people need to see an example of Christ, and we are to be that example. If we are practicing being Christ-like, then we have nothing to worry about. We have nothing to worry about. We are to let our light shine before men. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible reads. You know, sometimes we're afraid to let our light shine. We are afraid to let it shine. You know, there are many ways to let our light shine. And I'm just going to mention a few. There are acts of kindness, the things that we do for one another, the things that we do for others. There's also, we can check on people, those who are sick and shut in. There's so many things that can be done. We can invite others to worship. We can invite others to maybe some teen Bible study. Or there's so many things that can be done. And also, we stand firm on God's Word. Now, sometimes that may cost us a friendship, but we must stand firm on God's Word. The second point I want to make this evening is we need a clean heart. We need a clean heart. If you would, turn to Psalm 51. Psalm 51, and let's look at verses 10 through 12. Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. We need to have that clean heart. How can we create a clean heart? How can we have a clean heart? Well, we need to control what we feed our minds. We need to control what we feed our minds. And a second thing we might be able to do is control what comes out of our mouth. You know, no one controls what we say and what we do except for us. Now, it's easy to do the blame shifting, but it all comes back to us. We control that. We need to edify and build those up around us instead of tearing someone apart. You know, this world is full of negativity. This world is full of negativity. And we need to remember this world, it's not our home. This world's not our home. We sing about it. It's not our home. We're just passing through. And we need to keep that in mind. But knowing something that we can overcome the world. We can overcome the world. 1 John chapter 5. If you would, turn to 1 John chapter 5. First John chapter 5, and let's look at verses 3 and 4. 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So we need to have that faith. We need to make sure that we can overcome the world, knowing that we can overcome the world. But sometimes we act like God's commandments are too hard to follow. They're too burdensome to obey His commands. But in all actuality, they're not that hard to follow. We make them hard to follow. We do. We make them hard to follow. And while we're in 1 John, let's look at chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 and verses 15 through 17. And this is dealing with the world. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all this is in the world. The lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. In verse 17, the world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. That is a promise. That is a promise. The one who does the will of God lives forever. And we must always keep that in mind. You know, we are not to love the world or the things in the world. But it's easy to think that, we're going to live forever in this life. It's easy to think that we're going to live forever, but we're not guaranteed another day. We're not guaranteed another day. You know, we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful that God allows us to wake up each and every day and to serve Him. To serve Him. Sometimes people may get the idea that they serve God once a week, or they serve Him twice a week. But we must remember that we serve God daily. We serve God each and every day. And that thought of serving God just once or twice a week, that's not the way God works. That's not the way God works. We are to serve God each and every day. And, you know, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. It is a privilege that we easily take for granted. It's a privilege we take for granted. You know, in everything we do, we are to do all in the name of the Lord. Point number three this evening, we need to have the heart of God. We need to have the heart of God. If you would, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to look at verses 4 through 8. So that'll be a familiar passage to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we're going to look at verses 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In the first part of verse 8, love never fails. Love never fails. You know, we need the love of God. He loved us so much that He gave His only Son to die on the cross for each and every one of us. We need, God knows our intentions. Good and bad, He knows our intentions. We need to be thankful that we have a forgiving God. We need to be thankful that we have a forgiving God. If you would, turn over to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15 and verse 7. Luke chapter 15 and verse 7. The Bible reads, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. You know, we all need, we all sin and we all fall short. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible tells us that we all sin and we fall short of the glory of God. You know, pride can get in the way of us admitting when we are wrong. Pride can get in the way of those things, and that we need forgiveness. We need that forgiveness. You know, we also have an understanding God. We have an understanding God. You know, He knows every emotion that we have. You know, He wants us to understand His Word, and also He wants us to hear His Word, to listen to Him. Matthew chapter 15 and verse 10. You know, the world can be a cruel place. It can be a cruel place, but we must fix our eyes on Jesus and know that our treasures are to be laid up in heaven. That is where our home is to be if we live a faithful life. You know, the world or Satan tries to tell us how to live. You know, sin leads to a spiritual death. It leads to a spiritual death, and we need to stay away from sin. We need to remember who we represent each and every day as we strive to do God's will. You know, we are blessed more than we know. You know, and as we move forward in our Christian walk, you know, let people see Christ. in us, in our speech, and in our actions. You know, the heart does many things. We must have a pure heart. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And also Galatians 6, 9, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." You know, our heart is full of goodness, and we need to let the goodness out. It's all right to show people our heart. It's okay. We can change the world and make it a better place by being Christ-like in all that we do. Our nation will move forward, and no matter our nation would is going to move forward. You know, no matter who is elected as president, there's no it's no different than any other time. We're going to move forward. We must respect the position, no matter what we think. You know, God is over everything. God is over everything. You know, we have victory in Christ. Christ. And our victory is in Christ, and people need to see Christ in us daily. This evening, the lesson is yours. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you are struggling in your daily life, whatever your need is, if you need prayers at the church, whatever it is, go ahead and make your way forward as we stand and sing the invitation.